and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so we're at the bottom of page 4, volume 16, 12-4-1923. My daughter Louisa, you are always my newborn of my divine will. And then you are wrong. You want me to speak about my divine will and to make it known. And you, the one who has to be the channel, you, the one who are the spokesman, you, the one who is the instrument to make it known, you don't want to exist. If this thing were to remain between me and you, maybe it could work. But since I, God, want my divine will to have its kingdom, and the kingdom cannot be formed only with one person, but with many people and of different conditions, it is therefore necessary that not only my divine will, but the goods of the people and of different conditions. It is therefore necessary that not only my divine will, the goods it contains, the nobility of those who shall want to live in this kingdom, the good, the happiness, the divine order, the divine harmony, which everyone shall possess, be known, but also, Louisa, you, the one whom my goodness has chosen as origin and the beginning of such a great good, must also be known. So here Louisa is saying, I don't want to be known. Just let me out of the picture and everything will be fine because you, Jesus, will do this. And Jesus says, no, you're wrong. I have to do this with you. So Louisa did not want to be known. Louisa, if she ever thought we'd have a picture of her that big or a picture of her that big or a picture of her, she would be mortified. Because she says, I don't want to be known. And Jesus says, you're wrong. You have to be known. Now, there are some people who promote the divine will without talking about Louisa. They're wrong. You can't do this without Louisa. This is her gift. And I think God is really asking us to, Father Bucci says this, we're going to have a statue of Louisa, a bust of Louisa. He says, put it outside your house. Over your doorway. Now, I've got a life-size statue of her. Now, this is just her head and her shoulders. I'm going to put that over my door. Because Jesus says, he showed us, after Louisa had died, his mother had this visitor. And the visitor was a devil. This is Father Bucci's mother. And he came and was really bothering her. And she said to Aunt Rosaria, what do I do, basically? And Aunt Rosaria said, get a picture of Louisa and put it in your house. And when the demon showed up again, the demon took the picture, threw it on the floor, and then left and never came back. Father Bucci says the times are going to get so tough that you need an image of Louisa. I have, in my door, I have a picture of Louisa. And I remember years ago, somebody was coming over that was not good. And I went out there with blessed salt and I put it all in front of my door. You know, don't let anybody show up, don't let. And the blessed salt was good, but they rang the doorbell and went through the front door. So it's a good idea, exercise salt. But Louisa is even better. And you're going to see the power that is there of Louisa. So that's what Jesus is saying. And Father Bucci says that he expects things to get so rough that if you don't have a picture of Louisa, if you don't have an image of Louisa, see, because Jesus says to Louisa in volume 15, my mother crushes the head of Lucifer, but you, Louisa, put the final kaput on his head. And that's what's coming. Like mother, like daughter, like mother, I should say. What's going to happen is the devil is going to know that he's not only crushed by the queen of heaven and earth, but by the little children of the holy divine earth as well, the holy divine will as well. So volume 15, 4-14-1923. This is divine hope, that my divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The very saints have formed their holy sanctity. The martyrs have shed their blood. There is no good which is not derived from this seed. So the whole church prays, and just as the tears, the penances, and the prayers to obtain the Messiah were directed toward that excelling Virgin Mary, whom I, Jesus, was disposed in order to centralize such a great good in her, so that they may receive their Savior, even though they did not know whom she would be, in the same way. Now he says it again. Now when the church... Okay, let's go to the next one here. Okay, sorry, page 5. Sorry, somehow some things happen like this. It's like the table fall. I mean, the altar falling. We had that great altar call, and some came up for us, others didn't. Okay. My daughter, you are the one always my newborn and my divine will, and then you are wrong when you want me to speak about my will and to make it known. The one who has to be the channel, the spokesperson, the instrument to make it known should not exist. Did I read that? Okay. Braiding my mother, Mary, with the work of redemption was nothing other than giving the more importance to the great good which I came upon earth, having been visible to all, taking on human flesh. I had to use a creature of the human race whom I exalted above all in order to accomplish my design. So the Blessed Mother, she is Mother and Queen. And again, make sure, since this is May, make sure that you crowned her. Make sure there's, if you have a statue outside, make sure there's plenty of flowers around her. Let everyone know that she is your mother, she's your queen. Now, if this happened in the order of the form of the redemption upon earth, and in the same way, having to form the kingdom of my divine will, it is necessary that another creature be known, in whom the true reigning of my divine will must have its origin and beginning, as well as who she is, how much I, Jesus, loved her, how much I, Jesus, kept her sacrificed for all and for each one. Okay, so Jesus is saying, as Mary is known, he says, now, he says, I'm going to want everyone to know Louisa. In a word, everything which my divine will has disposed and poured into her, but by braiding you, Louisa, it is always my will that stands out. And these are the ways, these are the means in order to make the divine will known. These are the attractions, the spurs, the light, the magnets, in order to draw everyone to come to live in this kingdom of happiness, kingdom of grace, kingdom of peace, kingdom of love. So Jesus is showing us that this is Louisa. And he wants us, the first thing he says, to live in happiness, to live in grace, to live in peace, to live in love. But it's not human, it's divine. Volume 16, 22-24. Seeing about 20 centuries have passed since the true and pure joys of creation were interrupted, and because we have not found sufficient capacity, totally stripping of the human will and to be able to trust the property of our divine will, now, in this order to do this, we, the triune God, had to just choose a creature who would be most close to and familiar with the human generations. Therefore, to that this living in my divine will could have life in my church, I, God, had to go down the stairs. I, God, had to descend further. And I, God, chose a creature from the church's midst, providing this creature with sufficient graces to make my way within her soul. I, God, had to empty her of everything, making her understand the great evil of the human will, so that she would abhor it so much as to choose death than to do her own human will. Then, giving her my divine will as gift, assuming the attitude of master, I, Jesus, made her understand all the divine beauty, all the divine power, all the divine effects, all the divine value, and the way to live in my eternal will. And I established in the church the law of my divine will, so that she, Louisa, could live in it. I, God, acted as a second redemption. As in a second redemption, in which I, God, established the gospel, the sacraments, and the teachings as primary life in order to be able to continue redemption. Had I not had any foundation, to what would I, what could the creature cling? To what? What to do? Just so I did did I for the living in my divine will? How many teachings did I not give you, Louisa? How many times did I not lead you, Louisa, by the hand to the Eternal Father in my divine will? And you, Louisa, flying over the whole of creation, brought the pure joys of creation to the feet of the divinity. And we amused ourselves with you. So that's what the rounds are. The rounds are saying to the Father, I bring you this I love you that Jesus did, that Mary did. It's not I give you the I love you or nothing. It's what Jesus has done. I love you as Jesus loves you. Jesus, come love in my loving. Jesus, come gaze in my gazing. Jesus, come breathe in my breathing. This is the one who does divine acts. Now, I've heard people in the divine will say that, oh, I'm doing divine acts now. No human can do a divine act. That's heresy. What we want is we want Jesus to be alive in us. When we received Holy Communion today, we were loving the Father with the love of Jesus. Jesus, when we received Holy Communion, let me receive Holy Communion as you, Jesus, received Holy Communion in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. We never do anything on our own. It's worthless. But when Jesus does it in us, that's when it's divine. Jesus, come walk in my walking. And you walk. Every step is Jesus is doing that. We feel as if we're doing it, but we're in union with God. God is doing that. He takes us at our word. Jesus, eat in my eating. As we eat, Jesus is tasting and our tasting. Jesus is beating in our heart beating. Jesus is breathing in our breathing. This is what's so glorious. The saints did the will of God. But when we are one with Jesus in the divine will, Jesus and Mary through Louisa, it's Jesus and Mary that are doing it. And that's what it says. That's what brings pure joys of creation to the feet of the divinity, not us. Don't think that we're doing a divine thing. It doesn't work like that. It's Jesus. I want you to reign in me. I want you to be the Lord of my life. Breathe in my breathing. Beat in my heart beating. Gaze in my gazing. Dance in my dancing. Sing in my singing. Jesus, I want you to reign in me. I want to bring to the Father all the glory that you brought to the Father. I want to bring to the Father all the love that you brought to the Father. We have nothing. We're human. Yet Jesus is asking us to be in his image and likeness, to do what God does. And it's not us. So, I mean, when the people are saying, well, I live in the divine will and I do all my acts in the divine will, I just shake my head. No, it's not true. Jesus, if you're not letting Jesus reign, it's human. It's not giving God any glory, honor, and praise than anybody else has ever done. So Jesus says this, now, having chosen a creature who apparently has no great disparity from the others, they shall take courage. And it's the same thing. We look at Louisa. A lot of people see Louisa as this old woman. Jesus says to Louisa, you are eternally young. And the more we focus on Louisa, we have courage. Even though she may look young, old at first, she becomes very, very young over time. She has, if you notice, she has no wrinkles. And why? It's because Jesus wants us to know how little she is. She's the little newborn. Finding the teachings, finding the way, and knowing the great good contained and living in my divine will, other souls shall make it their own. In this way, the pure joys of creation and our innocent amusements shall no longer be broken on the face of the earth. Though there should be but one for each generation to live in our divine will, it shall always be a feast for us. Even though, see, Jesus says there's not going to be many. There's not going to be many. And he says, even if one lives for each generation, it will be a feast for God. A festival for God. So he's looking at us and he's saying, who's making the divine will their everything? Who is focusing on the book of heaven? Who is focusing on the rounds? Who has really left everything in the dust so that all that we have is the divine will? He says very, very clearly, this is what he's expecting of us. He says, And during feasts, there is always the great display, and one is more generous in giving. Oh, how many goods shall they obtain on earth while the Creator plays on its surface? Jesus is walking in our walking. Jesus is dancing in our dancing. I mean, if you have an ice cream cone, Jesus, eat in my eating. If you're singing, Jesus, sing in my singing. If you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, Jesus, adore. I want to adore the Father with your adoration. I want to praise God with your praises. I want to love God with your love, not with my human misery. See, he says, this is always a greater display. Why? God is doing this. God is on the surface of the earth through that human. And hopefully that's us. It's like when the table, you know, fell, when the altar fell down, really a table, when it fell, it's fiat. God, you're in charge, and he just wants to see, what are you going to do? Well, we're going to walk on the sticky floor over here from now on, but besides that, it's always fiat. Lord, let it be done as you say. It's Jesus, I want you alive in me. I want you to gaze in my gazing. I want you to dance in my dancing. And see, so God is playing on the face of the earth. Remember how many times you saw me right in the depths of your soul. It was the new law of the living in my divine will. And first, I delighted in writing it in order to expand your capacity. And it's the same thing for us. The first thing he does is delights in us reading it to expand our capacity. As we read this, again, you might not understand it. That's okay. Read, reread, begin to learn this language of heaven. Read, reread it, and begin to become fluent in this language. And then he says, and then I take on the attitude of a master in order to explain it to you. So again, you don't have to know. You have to read. Sit down and read. Watch what God is going to do. Then he will take on, as he says, the attitude of a master, a teacher, to explain it to you. How many times have you not seen me taciturn and pensive in the depth of your soul? It was the great crafting of my divine will that I was forming within you. So there will be times when he's silent. Okay? Not to panic. I say, Lord, you're in charge. You have to help this little pea brain understand you. So teach me, lead me, guide me, direct me. And he'll say, go to the readings. So you go to the readings, and then he goes, there it is. And you go, my goodness, I read that 10 times. I've never seen that. God says, I'm teaching you. Let me teach you. See, Jesus says this, and he says, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will reveal to you everything that I have said. That's the divine will. See, the Holy Spirit is coming. We have one image up here. I think, do they have the Holy Spirit on it? Okay. Read volume 17, May 4th, 1925. Jesus says, this is the pivotal point. Once we understand that this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit is going to come through a human, can you imagine? The devil must be furious. He stopped what Adam and Eve were doing, the image and likeness of God. Then Jesus and Mary come to earth, and then they're gone. And he's had his way, basically, for 2,000 years. And now Luis is coming, and this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit is going to come upon the earth. And he must be biting his nails, because what's coming is the new heavens and the new earth. And that's what Jesus is saying. As you read this, it was with great crafting of my divine will that I, God, am forming within you. And seeing me not speak, you lamented that I no longer loved you. And it was exactly then that pouring out upon you my divine will, enlarge your capacity, confirm you in the divine will, and I loved you, Luisa, the most. And that's what he's doing with us. More than your family. You have to understand this. He loves your family very, very much. But when Luisa is there, he loves you more. How can that be? How can God, we've always learned God loves everybody equally. No, he doesn't. Sorry, that's not true. He loves the Blessed Mother completely. He loves his holy church completely. And those that are going farther away. He loves them as a God loves them. But when they run from him, how can he hold them? How can he teach them? How can he love them more? He can't. So those that come close to Jesus, he loves us more than our family. So we can say to Jesus, okay, you give me the book of heaven. You say that you love me more. These are the people that I love that are far from you and your church. Lord, bring them close to you. And what does Jesus say to Louisa? You do what I want, and I'll do what you want. So what does God want? He wants us to begin to live this abundant life. And there's no way to live it if we're not reading it. That's why one of the things I like is Dream Voice. You can plug it in and turn it on. And even when you're tired, you're listening to what Jesus is saying to Louisa. And again, what does Scripture say? Your faith is by hearing the good news. So what God is doing is as we read this, as we study this, as we put this into practice, nothing can be the same. Because he's saying this. My divine will enlarge your capacity. I will confirm in you the divine will. And I will love you more than the rest of your family. So therefore, we have a bargaining chip. You say you love me more. You say you love me the most. Because I'm one with Louisa. Okay, this is what I'm going to ask. Louisa does that all the time. If you listen. She would say, okay, you really mean that? Okay, this is what I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask for this, this, and this. And Jesus goes, Louisa, you know, I do love you the most. But see, again, divine justice has to come. But Louisa represents divine justice, and what she brings to earth is divine mercy. This is what you're going to see. Therefore, do not want to investigate anything of what I, Jesus, do, but rest, be sure, be confident, trust me, believe in me, always live in my divine will. Don't try to investigate why you're doing this and why you're doing that. Jesus says, and if you want to know where why comes, it's the last chapter in volume 8. Why, the word why, W-H-Y, comes from hell. And he doesn't want us to use that. Now, if you're a teacher, you can say to your student, why didn't you do your homework? If you're a priest, you can say to someone, why didn't you follow what I asked you to do? Okay, if you have the authority, that's one thing. A parent can say to the children, how come you didn't clean up your room? Why didn't you do this? But if to God we have no authority, we have to surrender. Lord, it's your will, fiat. Now, if he gives you the authority, like as a teacher, an officer of the law, what can happen is God will help a person in their mischief. Okay? But again, be rest, be sure, be confident, trust me, believe in me, hope in me, and watch what I will do. Live in my divine will. The divine will, to live in the divine will, again, is to be peaceful, joyful, and happy. That's what to live in the divine will is. Volume 16, 3, 22, 24. Before my Father, I, Jesus, was who I was. And my interior works open oceans, seas of light, seas of graces, seas of peace, of forgiveness between heaven and earth. My interest was to open heaven for the good of the earth. Heaven, the earth and heaven, which had been closed for many centuries, that my Father would look with love upon his creatures, upon his children. Once this was done, the rest would come by itself. And so, was this not a great good? Even more, it was all. It was the yeast, the preparation, the foundation of redemption. The same with you, Louisa. It is necessary that I, God, place the yeast of my will in you, Louisa, that I may form the preparation, that I may lay the foundations, I may bring about the highest accord between you and me, between my interior acts and yours, in order to open heaven to new abundant graces, to new divine currents, and to dispose the Supreme Majesty to concede the greatest grace, and that is that my divine will be known on earth and that the divine will may reign in the midst of creatures with its full dominion. Like, this is why we prayed at the end of Mass. We pray to the Holy Spirit to be healed spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. In the new era, we are going to be perfect. There will be nothing that will be even inadequate in the kingdom. It will be perfection. That's why Jesus says, be perfected as your heavenly Father is perfect. He says that the divine will may live in the midst of creatures with its full dominion as it does in heaven. This is what we begin now. The miracles that are going to come through Louisa are going to astonish the world. But see, we have to begin this now. We have to trust God now. If somebody says, well, I'm going to pray, but it's not going to happen to me, Jesus says, that's absolutely right. It cannot happen to you. There's no trust. There's no confidence. Well, I'm going to pray, but I know it'll never happen. God says, that's right. It will never happen. See, your doubt, your worry, your fear, your anxiety, your complaints, your negativity is sin. When you're keeping the demons within you alive, Jesus wants to free you of those demons. The demon of worry, you keep it alive by feeding it worry. The demon of fear, you keep it alive by being afraid. I got to feed this. I'm afraid. You're feeding it. You're keeping it alive. You have to starve these demons out. They have to realize, I'm not being fed anymore. I'm getting out of here. See, demons are leeches. They go to persons, places, or things. And when you say, nope, you have no part of me. How does that happen? With the human who has done this, Louisa. She has the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. That's why we love Louisa. She has the pure life of Jesus, the pure life of Mary. That's why we love Louisa. If what happens is worry comes right at you and you go, nope, not worrying anymore. Fear comes at you, nope. I remember we were on the plane, somebody told me, I don't know who it was, I won't even look at the person. But anyways, the person said, we're going to crash. Okay, and we're on the plane, and about the plane starts shaking. And I'm telling you, it was shaking. It was shuddering. And I'm smiling, going, okay, Lord. And I really placed myself in the boat in the storm. And there Jesus is in the helm, and the boat was being tossed. I mean, the plane is really bouncing all over the place. And I said to Jesus, I said, well, you calm the storm. I think you can calm the sky. Like that, the plane stopped. And I went, wow, you are amazing. It was like turning on a light switch. As soon as I said, I'm going like this on the plane. Well, you calm the storm. I said, you can calm this. This is what Jesus wants. He wants us to begin to trust him. And again, believe in him, hope in him, have confidence in him. The miracles, I really believe the miracles that are going to happen aren't going to be human miracles. They're going to be divine miracles, as all miracles are. And it's going to shake the world. The world is, we deserve to be flushed down the toilet. And Jesus says, no. He says, my children will be the survivors. What does that mean? That means that what you want, you're going to get. As long as you let God reign. So he says, the same with you, Louisa. It is necessary they place my yeast. Remember what Jesus says? Don't beware of the yeast of the Pharisees. Why? Because it's lies and deceptions. It's just going to bring ruin. But Jesus says to Louisa, the thing that I want the most is the yeast. Because the kingdom is coming. Not the yeast of the Pharisees, but the yeast of this great gift of the divine will. That's us. Having the divine will reign in us changes the world. Look at North Korea. Look at the president. I mean, my goodness. consecrating the world to Jesus, to the United States to Jesus? I mean, this, how, what's happening? It's the little children of the holy divine will. He says, I form the preparation, I lay the foundations, the highest accord between you, between my interior acts and yours, to open heaven to new abundant graces, new currents, to dispose the supreme majesty, to concede even greater graces, greatest grace, and that is to the divine will be known on earth as it is in heaven. He says, I want you to live in the midst of creatures. I want this to live in the midst of creatures. As you read this, your family changes. Why? Jesus is there. Smiling and you're smiling. Listening and you're listening. Talking and you're talking. Cooking and you're cooking. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Jesus is there in the midst of creatures with its full dominion as it does in heaven. Volume 16, 5, 29, 24. Now, my daughter, a little lesson for you, and this is for us. I can say the pain of remaining deprived of me has delivered within you the effects, the value, the knowledge, the foundation of my divine will. Okay, now that's what Jesus is doing with us. When sin comes into our life, okay, worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, sin. When it comes into our life, Jesus is saying, I'm going to deliver within you the effects, the value, the knowledge, the foundation of my divine will, because you're going to say, I don't want to live like this anymore. I make a firm purpose of amendment not to live in like this anymore. And then when you sin, Jesus is saying, the effects, the value, the knowledge, the foundation of my divine will is going to begin. We're all sinners. I go to confession every week. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. That's my human misery. We want to be perfected. But the only way to be perfected is to live in the divine will. So little by little, my desire to making a firm purpose of amendment has to happen. Jesus says this to us too. I'm going to teach you a lesson. Remaining deprived of me, basically sinning, will deliver you within the effects and the value, the knowledge, the foundation of my divine will. It doesn't mean you're going to continue to sin. It's you're going to say, I don't want this anymore. When you blow up and start screaming at somebody, you're going to say, I don't want to ever do this again. That's what's happening. Jesus is saying, you have to understand, Jesus said to us through Louisa that we have the most difficult time because we're living in our human misery, our human will, but we're being taught about the divine will. So what happens is it's like this. Until finally what happens is the divine will reigns. The human will is gone. And that's what Jesus said. Who's going to fight? The battle is now. Who's going to fight for the truth? You're going to get wounded. It always happens. You get done with confession. You go, I'm free of that sin. And instantly you're sinning again. The pride before the fall. It's what God is asking is he's asking us, read, study, become so strong that sin will just disappear. Sin cannot reign. And that's what he's asking. So he says to her, it was necessary that I behave with you in this way, that is coming to you very often and leaving you prey to the pain of being deprived of me or the prey of the evil one. Jesus says, how are you going to do in this situation? What are you going to do in this situation? You got that miserable neighbor next to you. What are you going to do in this situation? You smile and you wait. You know, you just say, Fiat, Lord, you're going to reign in me. You're going to smile in my smiling. You're going to be peaceful in me. I want your peace. So he says this. Since I had established that I would manifest to you in a way all special many things about my divine will, he's given us the book of heaven. He says, I have established that I am going to manifest to those who are reading the divine will in an all special way many things about my divine will, but I have to leave you prey to a continuous divine plan. Okay? Because my divine will is divine, and only had a divine plan could establish its throne and lay its dominion, assuming the attitude of a master. I communicated the knowledge of my divine will as much as is possible to a soul. This is Louisa. So then he says to us, your family doesn't want to read. Your neighbors don't want to read. Your co-workers don't want to read. Jesus is saying to us, I'm giving something to you that I've given to, I mean, billions of people that are alive today. What do you got? 1,000, maybe 100,000 are reading the divine will. Out of 7 billion people. He says very clearly, I'm manifesting to you in an always special way about my divine will. But I have to let you pray, be prey, not only to a divine will, but to yourself. What do you want? Do you want to? I've had people say to me, you know, well, you don't understand. This is the way I am. And I will respond in this way. And I go, you know, you're never going to have the divine will. I told you about my friend who died just recently. She was a miserable human being. She was a nice person, but a miserable human being. And even on her deathbed, she was miserable. And I look at her and I go, all you have to say is I don't want to be miserable. But her whole life, I said that to her 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I said to her, all that you care about is your miserable human life. That's all you care about. All you love to do is complain and be negative. I said, you don't even want to be happy. Now, she loved God very much. She went to daily mass. She prayed the rosary every day. She wore the scapular. But she's going to spend a long time in purgatory. And why? She was miserable. Jesus says, be peaceful, joyful, and happy. Let go of the misery. You know, when we stand before Jesus Christ at the day of judgment, Jesus is going to say, what did they do? He says, what did you do? Well, Lord, they were saying, I don't care what they did. What were you doing? Were you peaceful? Well, no, because they pushed. No, were you happy? No, because they, were you joyful? No, because there's no because. I mean, you don't want to hear Jesus say, depart. You want Jesus to say, come into, you have been faithful. You have conquered your misery. Come into the kingdom. See, that's why we're here. We're here to conquer our misery. Our worry, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity, and our sin. Don't be miserable. It's all it does is eat you up alive. It's to say fiat. There he is standing over there with a grin on his face. Fiat. Everything is fine. God is in charge. As the world is screaming, we're going to be peaceful. We're going to be joyful. We're going to be happy. That's what Jesus is teaching. Establishing his throne, he says. Laying its dominion. Assuming the attitude of master. He's teaching us. I, God, communicated the knowledge of my divine will as much as possible to you. As much as you want. We can produce 30, 60, or 100 fold. What do you want? I only want 30. I don't think so. Jesus wants us to be fruitful and multiply. Many shall be amazed in hearing of the continuous visits I made to you. And it's the same thing for us. You read the divine will? I never heard about this. You understand the divine will? I know. I don't even have any idea about it. Many are going to be amazed in hearing the continuous visits Jesus makes to us through Louisa. He says, I will stand right beside you. I will touch your mind so that you understand this. And I will touch your heart so that you will love it. Why? To possess it. That's what God wants. He says, which I have not done with others. He's not done this with your family, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, your parishioners. Don't look for them to say fiat. Don't be sad when they don't say fiat. Jesus says, will you say fiat for them? and of your continuous pain of my privation. If you had not seen me so many times, you would not have known me or loved me so much, because each one of my visits brings an additional knowledge of me, God, and a new divine love. The more the soul who knows me and loves me, the more her pain is redoubled. What does that mean? That means when you're not peaceful, when you're not joyful, when you're not happy, it's horrible. What you're doing is hurting God. He's expecting us to live in the divine will. He's not expecting us to be doubtful. When I hear somebody say, well, I have questions about the divine will and I really want to find out, I go, eh. It's the souls that say, I want this gift, fiat. God fills them to the brim and then overflowing. But those that have questions till they leave.
Well, I have very serious questions about this because I think that, you
got a pea brain, like everybody. Just say fiat. And that's what God is asking. He's asking us to say fiat. In coming, I kept provoking your pain more intensely because I, God, want my divine will not to lack the noble cornet of pain. He has to let go of us to see what we're going to do. And at this point, all of us continue to sin with worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity. He says, once you get to the point of I am making a firm purpose not to fall, God says, prove it to me. Which makes the soul firm and strong, such that my will is able to form my stable dwelling in the soul, to give the soul new and continuous lessons of my divine will. Therefore, I repeat to you, let me do and trust me. That's fiat. It was going back to that plane. It was, I was just sat there and going, if we're going down, we're going down. There's nothing I can do about it. And I just said to Jesus, I really felt like I was right in the boat. And I'm telling you, if you've ever been in a boat that's been tossing around, I think Joe Pomizzano, he could tell you stories about that. Hey, Joe, happy birthday. Where's Joe? It's Joe Sappy. But it was all I could do was say, you calm the seas, and it was very violent. I said, you could probably do this here. It was done. And it was like the Lord was just laughing. I remember standing on the porch once, and the wind was coming, and it was thunder and lightning, and the trees were bent over, and the wind is coming, and I'm going, we're doomed. And I said to the Lord, through the holy angels, Lord, stop this. It's just stopped. And I went, whoa. It's God is God, and He's listening to us. And He is going to answer our prayers. Let me do this. Trust me, Jesus says. That's in all situations. So don't limit God. That's the worst thing that can happen, limiting God. Volume 17, 6, 18, 25. Everything I, God, manifest to you, Louisa, about my divine will, as well as everything you, Louisa, do in the divine will, is nothing but the preparing the way, preparing the means, preparing the teachings, the light, the graces, so that my divine will may be regenerated in the human will. That's the word I love in the Latin Mass. They use this word, regenerated, often. That's why the Latin Mass is something that's spectacular. But being regenerated, this is to go back to where we were before the fall, but even more than what God gave to Adam. Why? Adam did not have Jesus as his Adam. Adam did not have Mary as his Eve. Adam did not have the Holy Catholic Church, the teachings. What God is giving to us is more than what He gave to Adam. Adam knew all this, but he wasn't taught. We are being taught. And Jesus says that the divine will is not going to disappear.
It's going to reign in us. This is what God is looking for. So we'll end there and come back in 15 minutes. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.